Now, we don't have time here to cover the whole history of American imperialism, but we need to stress some basic points in the structure of imperialism. There are two kinds of imperialism in history. One is where one country takes over another country and puts their people in charge of what's going on and takes over the rule of their country, but basically leaves the local population relatively intact. This is, for example, the Roman Empire or the Persian Empire. Now, there's another kind of imperialism that's a lot more brutal, and that's racial imperialism. Now, there is a holy book which very specifically endorses racial imperialism, and that holy book is the Bible. Genocide, racial imperialism, and slavery are very specifically endorsed in the Old Testament. Indeed, the so-called God in the Old Testament, Yahweh, gets very upset if people do not adopt genocide. In fact, the bad guys in the Old Testament are the people who are in favor of religious tolerance and so on and so forth. Because the Old Testament also lays a very specific agenda for a complete totalitarian religious reign of terror. Now, in the case of America, the structure of American imperialism from day one was racial imperialism. In other words, it was not just to conquer the Native Americans, the Native Americans were to be removed from their land and stuck in glorified concentration camps known as reservations. In other words, it wasn't that we were going to take over the land from the Iroquois and various people like that. They were to be physically expelled and replaced by white settlers. And this led to the decision under probably the most racist president in American history, Andrew Jackson, to expel whole sections of the native populations in the early 19th century. The Trail of Tears was just a small part of the whole campaign of racial imperialism, and this was also carried out in the West. This caught the attention of a leader in Europe in the 20th century. That leader was Adolf Hitler. He saw what America did as a model for what he would have liked Germany to do in a conquest of the Soviet Union, as is very specifically discussed in our study of Hitler's geopolitical plans, General Plan Ost. Hitler and Himmler, it very specifically cited America as the example of what Germany should do. On another level, it's important to understand that the history of American imperialism is a history of massive government intervention in the economy, contrary to the myth developed in the 20th century that America developed by little people reading the Bible and having nothing to do with the government and just going out and making it on their own. It's hard to believe such rubbish is ever taken seriously. America had a huge system, which is not unusual in history, of state military conquest and then sharing the spoils vis-a-vis legislation such as the Homestead Act of all the land stolen from the Native Americans, given over at very good rates to individual American people. It was probably the greatest welfare act in history, far more generous than the pennies given to the Afro-American population and other poor people in the 20th century. This was an enormous transfer of wealth to American whites. The economic structure of America was also very similar, where the huge levels of land conquered from the Native Americans were leased out at wonderful rates to mining companies, ranching companies, other people who had good political connections with the American government. For example, the Transcontinental Railway was built with huge subsidies to corporations such as Union Pacific and so on. So this was massive government intervention in the economy, and overall, America had the highest tariff walls in the world, in terms of protecting its local industry. So this is an important background to the structure of American imperialism. Now, we are going to discuss World War I in the next lecture, which is the beginning of American imperialism on a truly global scale.